on the train. It is a great and unusual honor to have this opportunity to greet to Everett Washington, the President of the United States, the greatest country in the world. We are honored, Mr. President, that you decided to stop here a short time on the way to your hosts, Governor Walgreen in Olympia. Everett is a fine city, and I am sorry we could not receive you in a more favorable spot where the beauties of nature are more in evidence. The mass of people present here show you what we think of you. It is seldom that presidents have stopped here. And we are grateful to you for being here with us, Mr. President. May your trip to the Great Northwest be a pleasant one. On behalf of all the 35,000 citizens of Everett, as mayor of Everett, I welcome you here and give you a hearty welcome. Now, it is another honor and a pleasure to introduce to you our Governor, Mon Walgreen.
Mr. President, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, about 47 years ago, I was washed into Puget Sound from Galveston, Texas, in the flood. And I've lived out here ever since. I don't have to tell you much about that because a great many people here in this crowd have gone to school with me and have known me for a period of many years. And I'm glad to say that you've always been in my corner when things got a little bit tight. But today we are here to greet a distinguished visitor, the number one tourist of America. And you know how we feel about tourist travel, because we've always tried to attract tourists into our section of the country. We've enjoyed our trip into the state, coming from Spokane and over to Cooley Dam and then Wenatchee and here. We regret that we're just a little bit late. But it's a great pleasure for me to be able to bring to you a man who has been a friend of mine as we served the United States Senate, and of course ever since, and a man who is also your friend, the President of the United States.
Thank you, Mon. I'm not fooled a bit. This crowd turned out for the hometown boy who's governor of Washington. That's just exactly what they should have done. Mr. Mayor, I can't tell you how very much I appreciated that cordial welcome. I'm overwhelmed at the turnout, even though money is on the train. I've been here before on two different occasions. I came here and spent the time with Mon Walgreen at his home, where his father and mother were living here. And I don't know when I've ever met a person I thought more of than I did of Mon's father. His mother is a grand person. She's just like my mother. She raised a good son, and here he is. You know, a boy or a girl reflects his parents. And I think Mon is a shining example of a good beginning.